From the KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. An F-16 with the Air Force Thunderbirds crashed yesterday afternoon after the group's demonstration at the Air Force Academy commencement ceremony. Pilot Major Alex Turner ejected safely before the jet landed in an empty field near Peterson Air Force Base. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Hammond commands the Air Force Thunderbirds and says Major Turner made a conscious decision to maneuver away from local residences.
The indications that we received there radio-wise was that he did have an issue with the aircraft and that he was getting out of the aircraft, and that also he was maneuvering his aircraft away from a local residence.
R.C. Smith with the El Paso County Office of Emergency Management says yesterday's incident is why they train with military partners.
These are extremely resource-intense operations, and that's what it takes to make sure that, again, we get the pilot, we secure the plane, and we protect the community.
An official investigation into the incident could take up to 3 months. No one on the ground was hurt. 812 cadets graduated from the Air Force Academy yesterday, becoming second lieutenants. Among the graduates were Judith Nengolin and Emily Wagemaker. They spoke with KRCC's Holly Pretzky.
I'm just so happy and thankful for this moment. It feels great. Would you say this is the hardest thing you've ever done? Oh yeah, for sure. But it was so worth it.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Nengolin and Wagemaker will be continuing on to pilot training at Vance Air Force Base in Oklahoma. President Barack Obama spoke at the ceremony, emphasizing the United States' role as a global leader. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.